And we're with Miss Rodeo North Dakota, Cody Ann Miller. Thanks for joining us today, Cody.
Thanks, Steve. Like you said, Vegas is coming up really soon. So for everybody who may not know, I'll be competing for Las Vegas, and I leave in 4 days.
Wow. Okay, so it all starts next Sunday, the 30th then, huh?
Yep, the Miss Rodeo America pageant will begin the 30th, and the crowning will be the 6th of December.
Now, I know you, a lot of people know you, associated with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame or across the great state of North Dakota if they're associated with anything to do with Miss Rodeo North Dakota or rodeos. They know Cody Ann Miller, but why don't you give us a little brief bio of yourself for the radio audience, okay?
Okay, well, I grew up in Amadon, North Dakota, so I'm in the very southwestern corner. I graduated college down in Spearfish, South Dakota, with a hospitality and tourism degree. And I've been working at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame for a little over 2 years. I've kind of done an array of things there, and that's kind of how I met Steve. I did a lot of stuff with media and events while working at the Hall of Fame. And currently I'm pursuing my marketing degree through Minot State University. And this whole year I've kind of been taken away from reality in a sense, because I've traveled over 30,000 miles. I guess a good way to put it is I've tasted pork rolls up in New Jersey, and I could have tried frog legs down in Florida throughout all my travels. And then I did go to Seattle a couple weeks ago, and there was too big of a line to wait in, but I walked by the original Starbucks coffee house. So I've got to experience a lot of things this year.
Wow, that sounds like 30,000 plus miles, huh? That's
yeah. Well,
incredible.
I can tell that Miss Alaska or Miss New Jersey probably have put on a little bit more miles, because they have to truly fly everywhere. But it's been a roller coaster ride. Most of the year in the winter and the spring months, I spent like in Texas and Kansas. And in the Midwest. And then towards the end of the year, like the fall part, I got to travel a lot more out of, you know, the Midwest. And so it's been a really neat experience. A lot of neat rodeos here in North Dakota and in South Dakota. Get to see all your family and friends. But, yeah, 30,000 miles.
We're speaking with Cody Ann Miller, who's going to be competing in the Miss Rodeo America pageant coming up in Las Vegas starting on Sunday, November 30th. Grew up on a ranch and you did well. Barrel racing and pole bending, a state champ as well. Tell us a little bit about some of your competition.
Well, when I was in high school, I started high school rodeoing when I was a freshman. And I barrel raced, pole bend, and goat tied. And my sophomore and junior year, I actually really excelled in the pole bending part of the arena and that event, and I won 2 state championships. But my sophomore year, the first year I had won a saddle, I couldn't go to the National High School Rodeo Finals, which was a huge accomplishment and something I really looked forward to, because I had an obligation of competing at the Miss Teen USA pageant in the Bahamas. And there I was the youngest contestant, and that really opened my eyes. That was the first national stage I had ever competed on, and it kind of got me ready for what I'm heading to, you know, this week. It just Miss Rodeo America has always been my overall goal and something I've looked forward to for a long time. And so being able to be a real rodeo competitor and growing up rodeoing as well as getting to do pageants, this is kind of my opportunity to mix the two things that I have the biggest passion for. So I was really lucky with my rodeo career in high school.
Cody, can you give us, I don't know if you have it in front of you, just maybe an excerpt of some of the things, I think maybe part of your speech or whatever that you were. I know we can't show them on the radio, all these great clothing items that you have, but, you know, I don't know if you have anything like that. There's a speech that you have to present, right? It's kind of impromptu questions and all that.
Mm-hmm. I actually will give four different speeches, and three of them are shorter speeches, so Wrangler sent each contestant a pair of jeans to embroider or decorate as you wanted. And then I actually, my little sister skins rattlesnakes and kills them and makes things out of them. So I actually have real rattlesnake embroidered on, or so sewed onto my jeans, my Wrangler jeans, and there's an award there. We have an award on a shaft contest. So my story, I have my two cousins who were bronc riders that passed away a couple years ago. They are in that, and then we also have to have an auction and kind of get judged on our impromptu and our speaking abilities there. So that is about leukemia with my little niece Sage. But my main speech, I'm really excited about. I really talk about where I come from, so that, you know, the North Dakota Badlands. But in there, I say Oofta, Nubetia, and North Dakota. And my last part, I kind of say, you know, not only is the North Dakota Badlands home to famous rodeo cowboys and a United States president, but German and Norwegian folks like me. I kind of pick on all of our accents because throughout all my travels, girls and everyone I meet, they always pick on me about saying Oofta and all the funny, you know, Norwegian terms we have up here. So I'm really excited about that. You know, it's a serious speech, but I'm able to kind of pick on us and laugh, you know, laugh about it. So I'm really looking forward to the speaking part.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, the last time we had a Miss North Dakota, that is, was Miss Rodeo America. How many have we had? Well, the last one was Ashley Andrews, or can you, is that right?
Yep. We've actually, North Dakota's only had two girls who have competed and won the Miss Rodeo America crown, and Brenda Lee Bonagoski was in 1983. And so there's a big dry run. The first America Miss Rodeo America pageant was in 1955 or 54, and so we didn't have a winner until 83, and then we had a big long dry spell until 2007 when Ashley Andrews from Bowman had won. And so, you know, Brenda was the very first North Dakota. Ashley's the only Miss Rodeo America to be a cancer survivor. And so we have some, I mean, the gals who won, I have a big boots to fill if I want to follow their footsteps. So, it would be, if I was to win, I'd be the third Miss Rodeo North Dakota to take home the national crown.
Now, if you won, what will you focus on?
As Miss Rodeo America, I feel like I've been gone all year, but whoever wins Miss Rodeo America, they actually traveled over 100,000 miles, and Miss Rodeo America this year had told me that she had over 300 appearances, and that did not count travel days. So, I mean, that really narrows you down to very few days with your family and being at home. And, you know, a lot of people, that might make you kind of nervous or scared because you're on the road. You live legitimately out of a suitcase. And it's hard to be a cowgirl and live out of a suitcase because your hats and your boots, everything weighs a lot. I've really figured that out. But it would just be the biggest honor ever. And you really would focus on, you know, teaching about animal welfare and the PRCA. And as Miss Rodeo America, you actually get paid a salary and a lot of scholarship money. There's about $30,000 worth of scholarships Miss Rodeo America will win. This year it's been an unpaid internship where if I was to win, it would be a full-time position. I mean, you really do have a salary and a lot of opportunities to come from it.
And, of course, you'd use part of that because you'll be attending Minot. You're attending Minot State University, right?
Yep. I have probably about a year left from Minot to get my bachelor's in marketing. I always wanted to go into broadcasting, but I feel that marketing is just kind of a wide range. And kind of something I've gotten to get a lot of experience in with all of my Miss Rodeo North Dakota events and things I've done. So, yep, I have about a year left at Minot.
Well, you got a few seconds left. Do you want to thank some of your sponsors?
Well, I've had a lot of sponsors. I guess I should give a shout-out to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. They've really helped me this year. I have a lot of support back home in Amadon and Bowman and New England, kind of the surrounding communities. And then Fred Tooth Construction and Dickinson really did help me a lot, too. So there's so many people. I appreciate everybody's help.
Oh, that's great. Well, Cody, we wish you, as always, all the best, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
You bet. We'll see you later. Cody Ann Miller, Miss Rodeo North Dakota, competing for the big one, Miss Rodeo America. It'll be in Las Vegas, November 30th. Stay tuned to NewsDakota.com. You can see a complete photo of Cody Ann Miller and her story on NewsDakota.com.